If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. Friends, it is August the 17th, 2023, and today the topic is love, trust, and devotion. Y'all, happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday. I hope that you all had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Man, I woke up this morning feeling like today was Friday, but, nope, today's Thursday, work day, everything like that as well. Yeah, my day yesterday pretty much went the way I planned. Shout out to my friends over there at Mom Bomb. Y'all know that I went live with them, yesterday afternoon. Showing off their soap collection, the soaps, the natural soaps. Those are the only soaps I use, y'all. Okay, so I mean, I use all three. I like all three. I share what my favorite was, everything like that. Well, I didn't share it. My bad, Sergeant Self Care shared and everything like that. That video should be on their TikTok. I'm not good at TikTok, I mean, or at least I'm not familiar with it enough or whatever, so I was doing all kind of stuff, y'all. I had, like, people on the screen with me. I don't know what I did. I had to accept some folks because I was like, oh, they might want to talk to me, and it was, like, just people. I don't know. Have anybody else been on TikTok and y'all do all this stuff? Maybe y'all can, like, tell me what goes on with TikTok. Anyway, but I was on there yesterday trying to share these soaps, y'all. But anywho, so that was one thing. I did record an episode of GSL. I was super tired after I did that first thing for Mom Bomb. But I pushed through and went ahead and did the GSL, you know, episode that was scheduled for me to record and film. And so that was good. Yeah, good conversation. I hope that you all will enjoy and whatnot in the future. And yeah, one of the episodes, I was supposed to be on someone else's show, but that ended up getting canceled, I guess, or it's going to be rescheduled. So that's pretty much what my day looked like yesterday. I got a couple of little grocery items and whatnot, because I was tempted, y'all. I was tempted to just order something in or whatever. I'm like, let me just get some little grocery stuff, because if I get little grocery stuff, it'll last longer than the one ordering in meal, you know, so I'm trying to make some good decisions out here, you know what I'm saying? So I ordered some more little groceries, and we pulled together lunch and dinner and all that. Not that we didn't have anything to already eat, but it's just like, you know how you get a taste for some, you know what I mean? And then not only just that, but like, I noticed that some of the stuff I ordered, I guess, wasn't available. So that's the other thing too. I don't know if that's weird or not. I mean, I don't know, but it was fine, because, you know, I didn't need to be spending too much anyway, because you know how you get when you're hungry and you're trying to get something, whatever the case is, you end up spending more than you intend to and everything. So all things work together for the good of those that love God. But yeah, that's what my Wednesday looked like, y'all. And here we are Thursday morning. Well, how did I get to this conversation in regards to love, trust, and devotion? Well, I would say that it is more so inspired by the prayer meditation that I listened to this morning with the Soul Space app, okay? I believe that that's where my inspiration more so would stem from, the different things that I was reflecting on as I was listening to that. And the interesting thing is I found myself a little bit distracted here and there. I'm not going to lie. Like, I, you know, in between me getting up and doing all the things, I was like scrolling on social media, doing that whole thing. You know, articles caught my eye and, you know, things like that. And so at some point I was like, oh, let me go back to that love, trust, and devotion what God had gave me. Basically, and I even had to go back even before I went live now to go and reflect back on the questions that got me to, again, the topic, love, trust, and devotion. And as I was listening to those things earlier, or reminding myself of what the Lord was telling me, basically, as I listened to the prayer meditation this morning, it had me reflect on a couple of questions that I hope will encourage and inspire you. So reflect on them if you feel led to do so. One of the questions said, how much do I know God's will for my life? So I don't know if anyone else has ever thought of that before, but that's one of the things I reflected on this morning. Then it asked me to reflect on, have I swerved from the path and everything like that? Now, in this season, y'all know, I feel like I'm on the path, honestly. Now, I mean, who knows? I'm sure there's obviously things I can always do better and things like that, but I definitely feel like in this season, I am walking in my purpose. So, I mean, there's some comfort there. But I can say that I haven't always felt that way. You know, I definitely have a testimony of me being off the path. So I'm sure that maybe ring true for all of us, right? One way or another, we can be on the path completely, or we're off the path a little bit, or whatever the case is. So I hope that you all are reflecting on these questions as well. And then I would say the last thing that stood out to me in regards to reflecting on when I listened to the prayer meditation, it was asking me basically to ask God for the wisdom to follow him fully. And as I was reflecting on that, that's where the words love, trust, and devotion came into my heart and mind. So obviously I decided to go deeper about it, y'all. And that's what I feel led to discuss today for the juice. So let's get into it. All right. So I looked at the definitions of love, trust, and devotion. And these are what stood out to me to write down. Love says an intense feeling of deep affection. Then trust says firm belief in the reliability, trust, ability, or strength of someone or something. And then devotion says love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. So those are the definitions in the love set. However you say it, lumped together in regards to love, trust, and devotion. But I mean, I almost rearranged the words, but then I was like, no, let me just keep them in the way that the Lord gave them to me. But I almost put trust before love because I was like, well, maybe we have to trust God in order to love him. Then I'm like, or I don't know. I don't know if this is an order, right, in regards to love first, then trust, and then, you know, devotion to X, Y, and Z, or if it's just a statement, however you guys want to look at it. I'm just sharing how it came to me, and I'm just sharing that I almost switched it around. But I can see, right, how all of this can play a part in whether we're going to stay on the path that God has created for us, if we're going to follow it fully, all those different things. And one of the things, as I was reflecting again on the love, trust, and devotion for God, I think it's like we understand that concept when it comes to like one another. Because I feel like anybody in a relationship or something like that, you know, you have to love that person, you have to trust that person, and in some ways you have to be devoted to that person, right? So we understand that when it comes to, you know, maybe love, marriage, dating, all this type of stuff. Maybe even like when it comes to family and friend relationships and whatnot as well. These are things that have to play in those relationships in order for them to grow and thrive and be fruitful and multiply, live, however you want to see, you know, say it. But for some reason, it's like, I feel like we kind of struggle with the idea of having love, trust, and devotion for God. You know, again, I think maybe it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, he's this invisible thing. I know that's something that I've been talking to him about over the years, especially during my single days, during the cultivation period, okay? I'm like, Lord, listen, so where's my husband? Because, and I know you telling me to, you know, love you, X, Y, and Z, but you can't hug me, right? Like, that was me having all those conversations back in the day, y'all. and whatnot. But yeah, we have to have love, trust, and devotion for God in order to truly walk in the way that, in the path that He's created for us. I think the love starts with, acknowledging Him, and everything like that. I mean, the definition says an intense feeling of deep affection. But how can you have that for something you don't acknowledge? I guess that's a question that we can ask ourselves. How can you have an intense feeling of deep affection for something that you don't? Well, there was another way to describe it that came in my head, but I mean, I guess it went away. So I guess just let's just focus on the part about acknowledging God, right? If you don't acknowledge God, then how can you have a deep affection for Him? Let's just keep it there. So then let's go to then trust then, right? So again, how can we trust God? So if we don't acknowledge and then love God, then how can we trust God? Now I think maybe all of us think that we do. But then I think what happens is our actions prove whether that's true or not. Like they say, you'll know them by their fruit and everything in that nature. If you truly trusted God, right, then perhaps, right, the different things that we worry and fret about when it comes to life, we wouldn't do that. Because we love and trust God and know that at the end of the day, again, all things work together for the good of those that love God. So I don't have nothing to worry about, no matter what my situation is, X, Y, and Z. But again, that comes to with a whole nother level of wisdom and everything. I'm not sitting here trying to act like that's the easiest thing to do, especially if we're struggling, and whatnot in life, because I feel like I shared a post this morning that was kind of talking about that. It was like, why do we struggle? Why the suffering and things like that? People always are asking those questions and then not even acknowledging that Christ suffered himself. But anyway, and that suffering basically is a part of the fall, but we don't, if again, if we don't acknowledge Bible and all of that, then we don't, I guess, understand that. Again, spiritual wisdom is foolishness, right, to those that don't believe. But anywho, we're talking about trust. We're talking about trust. And its definition, again, it says a firm belief or reliability, truth, ability, or strength in someone or something. Again, if we don't acknowledge him or love him, then how can we trust him? How can we believe that, he has my best interest at heart, that the plans he has for me, are good, X, Y, and Z. I definitely think we struggle with trust when it comes to the Lord. Like, I was there too. No, I was there too, trying to take the pen, trying to take the wheel and be like, I trust you, Lord, and then do my own thing and whatnot. So no, I think trust really does require you to lay down your ideas and to trust fully to walk in him, his idea. I mean, again, I know that's not the easiest thing to do, and I know it may sound crazy or whatever the case is, but I mean, all I can say is that in this season, I have so much more peace than the times where I was trying to do my own will, my own way. In those times, I was stressed, I was depressed, I was down and out, I was feeling like something was missing, I was struggling, mentally more so than anything. And now I don't have any of that, I don't know if all of this is just to be a living testimony for the next person. Because I did kind of reflect on that today as well. Like, maybe the different things that we all go through, or even with me being in this moment where I feel like, this is a winning season for me. I feel like, I don't know again, if just proclaiming it did it, or just the faith and trust in the things that I was seeing last year, and whatnot is the or the faith, right, put forth towards again the efforts that I felt like. I mean, I shared all these things with y'all. That's the beautiful thing about me doing this every day is that I have it documented now that I told y'all last year. I was like, I feel like funds is coming my way. I don't know how, but I feel like funds is coming my way, and I need to learn how to be a good steward. And so I took financial fitness at my church and all these different things. And then lo and behold, next year, I got the job and all this different type of stuff where I did not know was coming. I mean, I want to say when I put in an application to the church, it was like probably a year before last year. So maybe like 20, I don't know, but it wasn't last year. So I wasn't expecting. And then with the feedback that I received, I wasn't expecting no job, to be honest, from the church. So it's not like I knew, is what I'm saying. It wasn't that I did anything, I feel like, because at the end of the day, like, the position I even applied for has nothing to do with what I'm doing now. nothing really. So that's the thing. I mean, you know, this is all, I feel like, God's will and purpose and divine planning at the end of the day. And so do we trust his plan? That's the thing. And I don't think we do. I think a lot of us struggle with trusting God's plan because for whatever reason, we don't think his plan is as good as ours or whatever. But I find that his plan is better than mine could ever be. And then that's just me and my little humble testimony. Let me keep going, y'all, because we ain't even got to no verses yet. I'm just going in on the definitions here. So then devotion again, we know we said that it's love, loyalty, and enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. I think what stood out to me the most in this definition is the word enthusiasm. It's like the devotion to God it goes surpass like just acknowledging and saying, okay, yeah, God, you're there. It's wanting to be in his presence and it's wanting to do the will and things like that. Like, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of examples that I could possibly give in regards to devotion. Let's just share the juice, y'all, yeah, since this is what I'm doing, right? This has become definitely something I become enthusiastic about. Yeah, I'm waking up at 4:00 in the morning. You know, yeah, everybody else in my household is knocked out right now and everything like that. But this is something that I look forward to doing. This is something I enjoy doing, right? Spending time with the Lord, sharing it. And all of it has become this thing I've become enthusiastic about in my life. And I feel like that shows like the true devotion to God at the end of the day. Like, are you, you know, I guess not just passionate about doing his will, but like, do you enjoy it? Like, do you enjoy being in his presence? You know, things of that nature. It's a whole nother level again to just love somebody and then maybe love them from a distance or whatever. You know, that's a whole different thing. But to I guess, love somebody enough to be like, you know, I'm devoted, right, to you and things of that nature. That's on another level. I think we get it, again, when it comes to human relationships. But for some reason, it's like there's a disconnect when it comes to our relationship with God. So these are the things that came to me, y'all, when I was reflecting on or when I was asking God for wisdom on how to follow him fully. And so, I mean, I'm about to go deeper when it comes to these verses, but if nothing else, I hope that you all got an understanding that perhaps in order to truly follow him in his way, you need to love him, trust him, and be devoted to him. Let's go with these verses. So Jeremiah 17:7-8, it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." Ooh, that's good, man. Look, man, I feel like a lot of us, it's been my testimony or whatever the case is, but I feel like there's been a lot of people that you see this playing out in their life, right? I feel like 2020 and everything that happened with the pandemic is a perfect example, right, of this concept, right? Trusting in the Lord and, again, not leaning to my own understanding has gotten me here today, you know what I mean? And all I can do is sit here and share the testimony that at the end of the day, like, all I did was be like, you know what? Okay, what do I have? Because, you know, when everything shut down, right, it was like, I literally don't have nothing that I can do except for a miracle of wine. And that's my wine business. I was like, everything else I can't do because I can't go do one of my shows. I'm no longer with the companies that I was working with. And that's literally all that I had invested in at that time. that I could keep going and marketing, and I guess get some type of income from in regards to being a business owner. Now, the interesting thing about that is, next thing I know, this, the Lord had put on my heart and mind, hey, when are you going to do that God, sex, and love idea? And I'm like, well, I literally have nothing getting in my way today to do it. And you know, and obviously I kicked it off with this whole thing about the juice, not knowing that I was about to get ready to build an international dream team, not knowing that I was going to get ready to launch the talk show, not knowing that I was going to start publishing books the next year, not knowing like any of the stuff that has happened, right? It just was the first step of faith to be like, well, it's not going to cost me anything to get up and do this. You know, I can literally do it from the comforts of home. And it's been something I've been sitting on for years. I can finally launch the idea by sharing daily inspiration. So let's go. And that's like the first domino that knocked down where everything else, all of my other goals and dreams and whatnot and aspirations flowed from that one step of faith, y'all. And I share that again, right, to talk about, again, this whole idea of, you know, I guess, where your roots is planted going to really show, I guess, your fruits are going to show at the end of the day, like, wherever your roots are truly planted. Because, you know, there are people that truly thrived in this pandemic, right? There are people that truly, like, went to another level in the pandemic, that was supposed to be this thing that was supposed to be, like, just so detrimental to us. You know what I mean? Like, and it has been for a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. I can acknowledge that as well. It has been that for a lot of people. But I'm grateful, right, in this season to say that that is not my testimony. Like, I feel like I've was refreshed, renewed, thrived. The Lord allowed me to see a lot of my dreams and aspirations come to fruition the more I focused on Him, His will, His way. And that's the thing at the end of the day. Again, the more I decided to love, trust, and devote my time to Him and His works, right, the more fruit that comes from it. And it may not be the fruit that we expect, right? It may not be all the subscribers and all the views and all of that. But the fact, again, that this platform has over 1,000 videos for just this show right here, if you want to consider it to be a show. Like, this segment here, The Juice, has over 1,000 videos. And then last year, the channel overall hit 1,000 videos. So that means that has to be over 2,000 videos just on the channel. Like, that's fruit to me. Because again, back in the day, I gave up. You know what I mean? Back in the day, I let my ideas fall by the wayside because I felt discouraged and things of that nature. But for whatever reason, in this season, God has been like, you be consistent, you get up, you do it, X, Y, and Z. And the more I do that, the more He, you know, allows things to grow and flourish. And I see the fruit in a variety of ways and things like that. And I think sometimes we have to, it comes with renewing our mind, right? When you renew your mind, as the Bible tells us to do, then you start to see things a little bit differently. Like, you know, again, if I still had the same mindset that I had 12 years ago, then I probably wouldn't be, you know, as consistent as we are here on The Juice and the GSL and everything like that, because I would be discouraged by numbers, right? I would be discouraged by, you know, not really getting feedback and all this different type of stuff. But I'm grateful to be in this place, and we can thrive, and we don't have to worry. Basically, I'm sharing all this to say, just to double down on this idea that we don't have to worry when the famine and the drought and all these different things come in our life, because we know where we are rooted and grounded. And hopefully that's in Jesus Christ, you know, just saying. Let's keep going, y'all, man. The Lord got me going in this morning on all this. You know, I ain't know. Let's go, y'all. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. It says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." Yeah, y'all, I mean, you know, I'm a living witness. At the end of the day, you know, I try my best to keep my mind and, you know, stayed on him. Like, you know, I'm taking in, you know, content that builds my spirit, you know. Obviously, I took in some content that make you kind of just feel bad about the world and our current state and whatnot. But at the same time, it's, I think, also taking in the good with the bad, it helps me to, I think, well, I've been honest here that I've struggled with the idea of sharing my faith and things of that nature, because I'm like, well, Lord, you gave everybody free will, so what's the point? You know, like, why you want me out here, you know, X, Y, and Z. But on the flip side, I get it, because at the end of the day, you know, well, one, there's the Great Commission. We need to be out here making disciples. Like, do we truly care for our friends, family, neighbors? You know, if we have the truth, right, and we know that at the end of the day, life is an ongoing thing, you know, even though it seems like death is this thing that, you know, obviously we all have to go through. But if we know that there's life after death, technically, and everything like that, and we know that there's only two options of where you can go and things of that nature, and we don't share that, then do we truly love? You know, and I know it can be looked totally the opposite, right? Because people look at what Christians do and what we say and everything that's in the Bible as, you know, offensive or whatever the case is. But it's truly love, right? That helps me get up in the morning. Like, I mean, all of us have choices in life, right? You know what I mean? So do I have to get up at 4 a.m. and study just so I can share it? No, I could still been asleep like I've been like years before. I could have been reading or doing something else, you know, just spending my quiet time and whatever else I could have been doing. But I think, again, when you're motivated by, again, love, trust, and devotion to God, then you're going to do His will, His way. And part of His, you know, commission to us is to get out here and share what God has done for us. And at the end of the day, to hopefully, I believe that He wants us doing that, because that encourages and inspires the next person, y'all. So, I mean, you know, I'm just sharing. But yeah, keeping all my stayed on Him. I ain't gonna lie, like I told y'all yesterday, I was kind of, I was like, Lord, you downloading too much. My head hurting. Like, I don't know what you want me to even talk about. I just feel like a whole bunch of rebuke right now. And I don't know if you want me to just go rebuking everybody or what you want me to do with all this information. So every now and then, I'll be honest, I felt like I had to kind of take breaks from the Lord. I'll be like, let me just watch some mindless TV and go to sleep. But on the flip side, I've enjoyed keeping my heart and mind stayed on God. And I do find more peace as I do that. So just trying to share my testimony, y'all. Let me keep going. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts. With my song, I give thanks to Him. Again, for me, this verse, when I read it this morning, it felt like this is the devotion, right? This is the devotion part. Understanding that at the end of the day, I think I told y'all, there's been this song resonating in my heart and mind, I want to say, over the past few months, that when I've been listening to it, it just, I don't know, it pricks my heart, right? And it's that song, Come to the Altar, Elevation Worship, I believe. And I think the part that really pricks my heart is the part that says, well, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Like, knowing that He didn't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that part right there has really been pricking my heart and mind. Like, and I don't know, like, in those moments of worship, I just, like, He didn't have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we get that. Like, I think that's huge. Like, I feel like if we just imagine for a moment being in Christ's shoes, right? And knowing, like, you know, well, maybe we can't fully understand it, but I'm just trying to, am I not supposed to give this example, Lord? I don't know. Well, anyway, basically what I'm saying here, y'all, is that, again, if we just reflect on the fact that, you know, He did not have to do it, and He did for us for free, like, nothing that we could do could take His love away and all that different type of stuff, then, I mean, hopefully that will encourage us and inspire us to love, trust, and be devoted to God. And, I mean, I guess, y'all, that's the juice, y'all. This is the juice this morning. Yeah, y'all can go deeper. Go deeper, plenty of verses in the go deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds regarding all of this. But the Bible verse of today is Psalm 23:3. It says, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." Friends, I hope that you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, a juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. But just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday, so that means we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show that will be coming out tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and it will be with Miss DJ Robinson, a phenomenal lady here in Atlanta doing amazing things. She's creating a dating app. It's called Playing for Keeps. So she's going to be talking to us more about that. And she even has a podcast of her own that yours truly was featured on not long ago. Again, under the same name, Playing for Keeps. And so, yeah, that's the episode that will be airing tomorrow, if the Lord's will. But yeah, y'all have a wonderful Thursday, and I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options. Consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.